Peer-to-peer services aren't all that new on the Central Peninsula. Airbnb has been around for years, and buying and ordering personal services via the internet is only growing. Case in point, you can get Uber now.
Well, in the beginning, I know, I mean, when you show up to pick up somebody, then...
Keith Baxter of Soldotna is one of just a small handful of Uber drivers available occasionally around the Central Peninsula. He's only been at it a couple of weeks and given just a few rides, but he says he's been curious about how it might work in a more rural area since the state legislature signed off on a bill allowing for ride-hailing services early this year. Actually, Uber made its debut a few years back, but was quickly shut down over disagreements with the Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
So when I was following the legislation in Alaska regarding Uber being legal here, I was kind of curious, like, how's that going to work out? Is that just going to be for the bigger cities? Or will Uber operate in the rural areas as well? And I wonder what Uber would look like in a smaller population base. And so I thought there's really only one way to find out. I mean, after the legislature did their thing and it became legal, and I knew...
Transportation choices on the Kenai aren't exactly plentiful, but there are options. CARTS is a nonprofit agency that provides services mainly to seniors on a budget. And of course, you can get a cab anytime. I talked to Brent Hibbert at Alaska Cab, who says he was a little disappointed at the legislature's decision to not allow for more local control regarding services like Uber and Lyft. And he says regulations are different for cab companies, even though they're providing essentially the same service.
The municipalities of Kenai and Soldotna have no say in what Uber can do. And I'm controlled. I have to have permits and have to have a certain, you know, commercial insurance. And I pay taxes, borough taxes. 25% of an Uber fare goes straight to California.
But in other areas, big cities like San Francisco or Seattle, the Uber game is a little different than it is here, at least so far. Shortly afternoon, I opened my Uber app to see about a ride to the airport in Kenai. No drivers were available. It's just not the cutthroat industry you often read about in other places. And Keith Baxter doesn't see himself as major competition to the cabs either.
I'm pretty realistic that I'm, you know, it's not a big money maker. You know, the cash isn't really there, it doesn't seem like. I mean, maybe in a bigger market where they're busy driving all the time and they're steadily getting tips and things like that. But in my experience, I've been available to give Uber rides more than people have been requesting them around here. And, you know, just because you're available doesn't mean that, somebody's going to want a ride.
Chalk that one up to good old Alaskan self-reliance, or at least a portion of it. The cab companies are busy, sure, and Uber is getting started, but in a place where everything is so spread out, people just haven't come to depend on publicly available transportation, and Hibbert agrees. They've had an app similar to Uber's for about a year, but it hasn't changed much about how his customers do business. They still call the dispatcher for a cab ride, and Baxter says he's not out to change it either.
So like me... deciding that, you know, I'm interested in, you know, meeting new people by ride sharing from time to time, is it, in my mind, a whole different category from like someone who wants to make the investment of time and energy and commitment to become a cab driver or to start a transportation business. And that's one of the things that I think peer-to-peer services, that it's kind of a new thing. People don't know how to think about it yet. Like, it doesn't have to be a career.